we went to the Mammal Society meetings together. I think there were four or five of us in a van that went to Rhode Island when the mammal meetings were there. I think it might have been about 1978 or something like that. I'd have to look back and see when the meetings were. We're at the University of Rhode Island. And so we drove over together and visited and talked and so on, and had a lot of fun telling stories. And Hamilton was being recognized at that meeting for some of the very things that we're talking about here, and for his long history. Mm-hmm. He had retired, but he was being recognized by the society as a past president and as a significant member of the mammal research and teaching cadre that existed. And so there were probably, I'm going to guess, 400 people at this national meeting of the American Society of Mammalogists. And in recognizing Hamilton, the then president of the society brought Bill up on the stage and said a few things about him, and then he, let me think about how he did this now. He asked all of those people in the audience who were students of Bill Hamilton's during a certain year from, say, 1940 through 1960. And then he asked them to stand up, and there were about 30 students or so. And the 30 that stood up were all mammalogists teaching at different universities, basically sprinkled throughout the country, all employed in the teaching and research profession in mammalogy or in vertebrate ecology. And then he asked for the students that had finished since 1960 with Hamilton, and they stood up. And they likewise were all basically gainfully employed, and he made the comment about this. He said, well, we're basically looking at the core of people who teach in our profession here, and the same core of people who do research and have graduate students. And so then he asked for all the remained standing, and then maybe, I don't know, 50 people standing at that time. Then he asked for the graduates of these people who were standing in the audience that were there, and about half the audience stood up. And then he asked for students of the people who were basically traceable back to either first or second generation. I've forgotten how he said. But I think there may have only been like out of, I'm going to guess, 400, 420 people, something like 15 or 20 people sitting down. Virtually everyone was connected through the first or second or third generation to Hamilton and his teaching. So he had a tremendous influence on the subject.
Mm-hmm.
And I was certainly impressed by that. It was amazing. Just amazing.